Welcome to General Hakan, Episode 3, Intel Ops and Sun Tzu, Art of War. So, prior to getting arrested, I have started reading Sun Tzu again. I've read Sun Tzu before. I read these books. I don't remember exactly when, but I had to go back and revisit it. I was sitting in a bookstore in Emeryville. After WeWork just totally dissed me and terminated my membership for not being another white trash, AIDS-infested, feminist geek bitch like those fools and their little women are the future 24/7, 365 slogans with some bitch-ass tranny music from iHeartRadio playing. What? You can't program your own playlist, WeWork? You're that fucking pathetic that you have to make a deal with a homosexual brainwashed radio station like iHeartRadio to pump tranny music and weak shit through the ears of every last client 24/7, 365. Get chipped, Newman. I don't give a fuck about you or your disgusting, disgusting kike cobbler wife. Make sure you get chipped and pimped. I hate you clowns. Well, really, WeWork, it was I don't know if it was the worst of all, was it the worst of all evils? I don't know. I tried to like it. Every fucking company that I get involved with, I try to be positive and promote them and yeah, this is good. I try to give it the thumbs up because I know how nasty the online marketing world is. But no matter what you do, it's just another fuck you. You're not a homosexual. So yeah, burn that fucking place to the ground, those fucking subhuman junkie prostitutes. They kicked me out because I didn't agree that all men are bisexual in an argument with some faggot named Omar who used to work for the New York Times, who I was very polite to, by the way. So where was I? Spy Ops Intel. So yeah, I'd been reading the books at Barnes & Noble in Emeryville, and I revisited Sun Tzu Art of War. I had to check it out in different translations. The dudes I respect are Genghis Khan, Musashi, Sun Tzu, and even that Japanese dude that wrote Hagakure, Book of the Wind. It's some heavy stuff, the Asian stuff. The Asian warfare stuff. So I revisited Art of War and I had to read it over and over again. And I was trying to drill it into my mind because I was dealing with heavy legal battles and tons of people lined up against me. And every last person just going crazy, 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 cray, 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 cray. Cray, 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 because he's not gay. Cray, cray, he's not gay. He's cray, cray, because he ain't gay. Cray, cray, crazy, crazy, crazy. That's what I was dealing with. It was crazy. It was like whole armies of people, crazy, 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 crazy. It's unreal. But anyway, so I was reading the Sun Tzu and whatever. Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. It's not martial arts or combat. It's more strategic. You want to make the shit hit them like a waterfall, flood them out with the force of a fucking raging torrent of water and just wash these geeks away like nothing. And other stuff dealing with spies, these geeks in the fucking intelligence game or in warfare, they're going to treat a spy like shit who's giving them valuable intelligence. Nah, you ain't even worth $50. Scrounge for a piece of rice. I don't know exactly how shit went down in ancient times, but Sun Tzu kind of laid it out. Don't be a geek. Don't be a fool. If you can get good intelligence, it's worth its weight in gold and then some. So I met superstar Black Mafia shot caller Michael Douglas, a.k.a. Gift. And it just happened to be that he was also from Berkeley. I was walking by his cell one day and there was his face right there in the door. I'm not going to tell you his size, whether he's big or small or mid-sized, but We start talking, and I won't give the details of our long conversations, but it was like every damn day. Every day that I could, I would stand at that door, talking as low as we could, like quiet. Like we couldn't even talk loud. There's like wiretaps everywhere, and people watching you with a hawk's eye from behind like panoptical tinted booths and observation towers and like phone taps. And like other prisoners who will rat on you if they know what you're getting up to. And so we were talking, and you best believe I listened to Sun Tzu. Like my parents would send me commissary. I know I'm like a extremely overprivileged white boy, a bigoted heterosexual white Semitic male, because my parents could send me like $50 or $100 per week in commissary. In jail. I understand. Like even when I'm like the world's best copywriter and branding expert and didn't have I'm a welfare recipient and a bum and my parents had to send me money. Like that's the picture. So I would order this stuff and it's junk food. It's not very progressive. It's not a very progressive dietary regime in jails or prisons, you know. Like whatever. Whatever. So like 25, 35, 45, maybe even $55 per week. And I would pass them the food. I'm like, here, have some food, man. Like, tell me what you know. Right? Because he was telling me stuff. And like, people generally don't believe other people, but he's also from Berkeley. And the things he was saying sound incredible. So I was like, yeah, really? Okay. And gift was, get this, a heroin dealer. That's right, a heroin dealer. And like, I didn't really think of it at first. Like, I didn't really care. And then I thought about it and I was like, man, this guy's like an unethical person, like dealing heroin. But the way I see it, the reality is for like minorities in America, you either got to like deal the shit and try to climb and then invest your money in something that doesn't incur legal liability. Pause for a commercial break. Do you want to invest in something that does not incur legal liability? Some line of work that doesn't require you killing people like YouTube murdered Gary Halbert? Get Headline Gizmo from Wales.com and crazy outlaw heterosexual mad canine Jesse Gilbert. Headline Gizmo can allow you and your team to use artificial intelligence to innovate, fabricate, and upgrade existing winning headline smash hit sales copy. You can run old headlines through my little machine and spit out dozens, if not thousands, of options to choose with checkoff buttons that you and your teammate can use for collaborative headline discovery. When you want the best return on investment ROI from all your campaigns, promotions, whether they're email, direct mail, pay-per-click, you name it, Headline Gizmo is what you want to invest in. And if you don't, get fucked. I don't give a fuck about you. Back to General Hakan, Episode 3, Intel Ops, Sun Tzu, Art of War. So I was talking to Gift, and let's get back to the heroin thing. So, like, yeah, niggers are scum. Sorry, black men are scumbags. A lot of them. I don't know. It's a mix. I'm indifferent. I'm neutral. They hate me. I hate them. Some of them do. Some of them don't. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't walked in their shoes. I've tried to see things from the viewpoint of African Americans. And you know, give people the benefit of the doubt. And it's been mixed. It's been mixed. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think Gift is one of the good guys, even if he dealt heroin. Because the reality, heroin is better for you than cigarettes or pharmaceutical pills. You've been brainwashed, white trash, homosexual America. And not the politically correct heroin derivative. Get the good shit. If you want the good shit, get it at Great Silk Road 5.0 with fair consumer feedings, with fair consumer feedback ratings, 1 to 5 fireballs, Mongolian style. Can you get with that, or do you prefer stars, little pink stars, or little fucking unicorns jumping and shaking their ass with glitter? Okay, so hold on. I don't have my brain chip yet. I gotta pause this. Back to General Hakan, episode 3, Intel Ops, Sun Tzu, Art of War. So Gift, to my knowledge, he wanted to get out of the game. Like, I talked to his brother, who was kind of an asshole. But they wanted to invest. They wanted to invest in things like trailer parks and shit. Like anything. Like, we got some cash somewhere from the heroin game. Do you know any investment opportunities? And so I was dishing him out. I'm like, Gift, I got this, 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 and this. And he was listening. He's like, yeah, yeah. Like, Gift understood. I wasn't no geek in the tech game. Like, Gift is so technologically illiterate, or intelligent, actually. Like, more intelligent than most people in the tech game, that he won't touch a fucking computer. He doesn't even want to use a phone. It's still, like, old school pagers for those type of guys. Because if you do anything over a wire owned by some, you know, get chipped corporation, like, you're going to get quick. You're going to get caught quick, even with like 500 burner phones per month. So yeah, Gift, he didn't know shit about computers, but I did. and so it was like the team. We were like the team. I know it's going to be disappointing for like Americans that we didn't have homosexual relations. Like, we couldn't find ways to like engage in homosexuality through those iron doors. Like, it's not like a Barry Potter gets bicurious flick from Disney. We never even shook hands. We just like talked. So let's see here. Yeah, Gift understood I wasn't a geek. Like, and so I was giving him ideas, and he's like, yeah, we got money stashed away, and we got computer records on like every last corrupt person in America. And there were like shootouts and like video cameras. And I believed it. Like, his stories were pretty crazy, but like, I kind of believed it. I was skeptical, like not 100% sure, but like, I would say like 78% sure. Like, at least some of the stuff was realistic. So yeah. Sun Tzu, Art of War. So like, when you're talking to people in jail, there's so many things that go wrong. You cannot talk on a phone. Like, you think client attorney privilege exists in America? Bullshit. Mandatory push button opt-in for wiretapping from that trick ass faggot LGBTQ plastic looking bitch, Gregory Ahern, dual role sheriff / coroner for Alameda and Infernal and Inferior. So, and I know, I'm guilty of a hate crime for saying anything about a corrupt homosexual pig who rapes by proxy prisoners with like sophisticated surveillance systems, to the point where, you know, people can't even like ask anybody for help if they get fucked in the ass. And there were like big pigs in there. Like, there was this British pig who was like definitely a homosexual. And one guy I bunked with said the guy that he fucked him in the ass with like a monster cock and like busted his brain. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. May your arms be cut off, your legs be cut off, replaced with prosthetic limbs, and get cyber pimped for one penny per trillion pumps in your faggot ass. Anyways, back to General Hakan, episode 3. And those jails, they stink. Like, it's unsanitary. Like, those toilets, it's like caked with like fucking minerals from all the piss and like awful food and all these SJW. You can read like magazines in jail about like, The Economist talks about jail reform. None of the magazines that I read in prison or in jail. Thankfully, I didn't go to prison. Thanks to people like Gift. But like you'll read magazines if you ever go to jail, and a lot of people will go to jail forever over this, a place worse. But when you're reading magazines and you see like little geeks in media, little phonies on their fake news rags because it's all pulp timber instead of hemp. So they'll talk about like jail reform this, jail reform that. Ooh, I love the dick up my ass. Ooh, ooh, media boy. I love penises in my ass. Let's do the story now on jail reform because we're humane and progressive. So like you read all this stuff in there from these fools in these magazines, everything, The Economist, every mainstream magazine I was reading there, I'd find like all these stories, but try emailing any of these people after you get out. Zero. Zero response. Not even an acknowledgement of your humanity. Not even a red receipt. Burn in hell, American media. I fucking hate every last one of you clowns. This is wrapping up General Hakan, Episode 3, Intel Ops / Sun Tzu, Art of War, Part 1. Before we end this program, here's a word from our sponsor, Brainstorm Pro, number one AI SaaS with poetic justice. Use it or get pimped the fuck out by those who choose to. You do have a choice. This is not like the Bar Association that forces their services on you. Like that, I'm not even going to say her name. You have a choice. This is not forced purchases. Choose it and use it or don't. I don't give a fuck about any of you. I do, but I don't. Stay tuned for General Hakan, Episode 3, Intel Op, Sun Tzu, Art of War, Part 2.